Hi, and welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre. Today's show is for the week of May 29th, 2022. Well, if you've been following the news, there's plenty to be distressed about, upset, distressed, almost exhausted. Right? You can tick off the issues on, well, you probably need more than one hand, right? The most crushing thing in the news cycle today is the horror in Texas, at Uvalde, Texas, and the very recent horror in Buffalo. And there's lots of talk about that. And the need for some sort of, let's just say, common sense gun regulation. But at the same time, the Supreme Court is about to overturn the protections of Roe v. Wade, and the Senate is stalled, just the same way the Senate is stalled on common sense gun reform, stalled by the filibuster. The Senate is stalled on voting rights, right? Last January, they couldn't overcome the filibuster because of two particular Democratic senators. And so we're heading into the fall election with voter suppression and election manipulation a very real possibility. The Build Back Better program with legitimate climate action at the scope and scale we need has fallen to the filibuster. Everything's stalled, right? Very distressing time. From gun control to fundamental rights to addressing climate, things are stalled in the Senate because of the filibuster. Of course, the reason this Senate needs to act on Roe v. Wade is because the Supreme Court, in another depressing turn of events, is completely captured by right-wing ideologues. Right? They are in the process of preparing to eviscerate Roe v. Wade. But it goes beyond that. You should be prepared as we head into June. There are two particular cases. So you remember, the Supreme Court session goes from October, the first Monday in October, and then they, in June, they drop a whole lot of opinions that they've accumulated since last October. There are two opinions that are coming from the Supreme Court in June, and they are likely to be devastating. One is that they, if things hold the way they do, they are likely, the Supreme Court is likely to allow open carry laws, open gun carrying laws from different states to be enforceable in states that do not allow open carry laws. So you can have some guy with a long gun walking around downtown Boston, right? That's the reading that, you know, given everything the Supreme Court's done, they are likely to go with. That's June of 2022. They potentially would drop that decision. The other decision that they are seriously thinking about is a case that regards is a climate case, regards the Environmental Protection Agency, but it's a very deep question. The specific case they're talking about will likely restrict the EPA from regulating carbon dioxide, which would be a serious blow to climate action and force all kinds of new responses. But the issue is deeper, because the court, the rationale for denying EPA the right to regulate carbon will be the following kind of weirdo thing. Right? When Congress passed the bill creating the EPA, it delegated to the agency itself the responsibility for writing a lot of regulations about addressing pollution and stuff, the same way it has delegated Congress has delegated responsibility for the FCC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. I mean, all those big federal bureaucracies are given a mandate by Congress, but Congress doesn't pass the individual regulations. It's too complex. It would bog everything down. The Supreme Court's cleverly decided that the Congress does not have the right to delegate that authority to the EPA or, by implication, to any other federal agency. That Congress has to pass each and every regulation. Again, this would be devastating to climate action and put us into a world where, well, a whole new set of rules. And of course, we'll just remind you that Ginni Thomas wanted to overthrow our government, and Clarence Thomas is still sitting on the bench, but that's a whole other thing. So there needs to be some implication here being that there's the filibuster in Congress is a bad thing and preventing a lot of action, and the Supreme Court needs to be reformed. But the reform of the Supreme Court, and I would suggest the reform of the Supreme Court should go along the lines that every new case that is heard is decided by a randomly selected group of 13 judges from the federal bench. That is to say, you no longer have 9 Supreme Court justices that we all know. We know their names, their initials, you know, what their proclivities are. You change it so that each new case is heard by a randomly selected set of judges. That's how the appeals court levels work, right? Because you keep getting new mixes of people. That would resolve some of the, if the Senate were to redo that, overcome the filibuster, reform the Supreme Court, you might get more reasonable readings from the Supreme Court. Anyway, this, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that all of these terrible things that are happening can all be traced back to the inability of the U.S. Senate to get past the filibuster. And the, from most people have heard of the filibuster, most people are conservative in the sense of they don't like to change rules willy-nilly, but the filibuster clearly is a remnant of the efforts to suppress civil rights legislation. It goes back mostly 100 years or so. I mean, it's not in the Constitution. You've heard all those things. The filibuster is not in the Constitution. But certain senators pretend that it is, has the force of law and history and whatnot. It's just a rule that prevents good things from happening. So let me put it this way. Here's the thought for the day. The filibuster is a climate issue. The filibuster connects to many of the other horrific ongoing tragedies that we see played out on the TV day after day after day. Right? If you could overcome the filibuster, you might garner enough Republican senators who were worried. You could lose a few Democrats, garner a few Republicans, and pass legislation. Right, because you passed the filibuster. The reason the Senate's not working today to give us climate legislation or any other meaningful legislation because the filibuster is in place. So I'm back to trying to make sense of all of the terribleness that's going on, and the response, your ability to do something about it, focuses on getting rid of the filibuster. How do you do that? How do you get rid of the filibuster? Well, it can be done by a simple vote in the Senate, right? All it takes is 50, the vice president, takes 50 senators plus the vice president's vote to change the filibuster rule. Can be done, okay? What you can do now is to contact your senator, no matter what state you live in, particularly if you live in a state with a wobbly senator. Express your opinion that the filibuster needs to be eliminated so that we can take these obvious actions that most people support. All right. Action is the antidote to despair. When everything looks bad, the thing that you can do is to take some kind of concrete action. And I suggest that in the face of all of the horribleness that's out there, the thing that needs to change is the filibuster. And whatever rationale you have for demanding a change to the filibuster, be it gun legislation, personal rights, climate change, voting rights, reform of the Supreme Court, all those things, they're all in a sense climate issues, because climate is stalled by the filibuster along with everything else. So talk about the filibuster with your friends. If you have people who live in states, particularly, shall we say, West Virginia or Arizona, just saying, ask them to call their senators. Make a point of saying that this is what we need to do, and you'll feel better, right? It's a marvelous thing to take action in the face of these bad things happening. Remember, there's a level at which they want you to be exhausted and demoralized. They want you to give up. That's why they let this stuff, they think they can hang on through your anger until your anger fades, and then we'll go back to everything as normal. Don't let that happen this time.
Very cool.